Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Here I am again. I'm on my knees again. But these are different tears from a brand new set of scars. Now they may look the same, but these are not the same. These are dirty tears, so I can't see where you are. But I pray you'll understand, and I pray you'll take my hand, and I pray there's still a place in the shelter of your grace. I know I don't deserve another chance, but I'm sorry I blew it. I failed you once again. All the things I said I was, I haven't been. But I need you to forgive me just once more. Oh, I need you to forgive me. Now I made promises, lots of promises, tied with ropes of sand, so they never last for long. And I'm ashamed to ask, but I've just gotta ask. Oh Lord, may I start again? Will you carry me back home? Will you look beyond the sin to the helpless fool within? Can you take deserve another chance. Oh.
splendor, robed in flesh, born in a manger. Jesus came to set sins captives free. Father, not my will, but thine be done, was the prayer he prayed, God's only Son. So he drank the bitter cup for you and me. He suffered Gethsemane, through blood, sweat, and tears. Each drop of blood he shed bought me a million years. God's crowning sacrifice, his spotless lamb, his heart was breaking, yet he chose to die on Calvary. Jesus, blessed Savior and Redeemer, all to him I now surrender. After all he's done for me, he suffered Gethsemane, through blood, sweat, and tears. Each drop of blood he shed bought me a
us to die in our sin, alone, forever lost. Oh, but grace would change how the story ends. Jesus' blood would pay the cost. He suffered Gethsemane, bought me a million.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. My well that never shall run dry.
Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Your family and friends to also enjoy songs of praise.
In the beginning, I never knew just how much I really needed you. More than a friend, someone I could talk to. You've changed me in so many ways. Nobody knows me like you. You put your arms around me, you bring me through, and there's many times I don't to do, though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you. All of my secrets to you I tell. You saw each time that I slipped and fell, and all of my faults, yes, you know them well, but you've never turned me away. Nobody knows me like you. You put your arms around me, you bring me through, and there's many times I don't know what to do. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you. Walking in your presence is where I want to be. You said in your word, you said that you would lead me. Yes, I love you. Oh, I really love you. I'll go anywhere as long as I know you'll be there. Those nights that I was afraid, I stood on the promises you had made. The way that I act, sometimes I am ashamed, but you never turned me away. No, no, no. Nobody knows me like you. You put your arms around me, you bring me through. And there's many times I don't know what to do. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you.
Nobody knows me.
Nobody knows me like you. You put your arms around me, you bring me through. And there's many times I don't know what to do. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you. Though some know me well, still nobody knows me like you.
Morning by the bright river's side, when our sorrows have drifted away. I'll be standing at the portals when the gates open wide, at the close of life's long weary day.
In the morning
with a
how do you do?
And we'll sit down
by the river,
and when rapture, all the
Great is my
morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Great is thy faithfulness.
All I have needed thy hand hath provided.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled Danny's Airport Angel. Exodus Chapter 23 and verse 20 says, "Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared." Danny Shelton, Bob Ellis, and Gonzalo Santos were on their way to Romania. Their flight from St. Louis was late getting into Chicago. On arrival, Danny was running down the concourse looking for flight information. He had no idea where the departing gate was for their flight. Suddenly, a big black man with a couple of front teeth missing asked, "Do you know where you're going?" "Tarom Airlines," shouted Danny. "I know exactly where that is. Follow me." The man picked up one of their suitcases and began running. A few seconds later, he took another suitcase to balance his load and led them right to the gate. He wore no uniform that would indicate he was an airport employee, and when Danny offered to pay him, he declined. "I'm just happy to help you," he said. On their return from Romania, the flight into Chicago was late again, which meant that their connection was going to be very close. The group had a number of suitcases to take through customs before rechecking them on the domestic flight to St. Louis. Danny grabbed two or three suitcases, leaving Bob and Gonzalo to bring the rest. He planned to run ahead and try to hold the airplane for them. When Danny arrived at customs, the official gave him a hard time. "Are those your bags? Open them." Rarely did this happen. When Danny finally got through customs, the TWA rechecking service had closed. So he had to carry his luggage to the gate. And it was nearly flight time. "Can I help you?" a big black man asked. "Where are you going?" "Gate G3!" Danny yelled. "I know where that is and I think I can get you there on time." He picked up a suitcase and started guiding Danny through the busy terminal. It was not until the man smiled as he turned to leave that Danny noticed his missing front teeth. Quickly, Danny learned that Bob was already on the plane, but Gonzalo was not there yet. "Sir," said the flight attendant, "you need to get on the plane. We're shutting the door." "Please wait just a minute," Danny urged. "One of our party is missing. He should be here any second." "Sir, it's FAA regulations." Just then, a man came running around the corner and the attendant was satisfied that the missing person had arrived, but the man ran past the gate. "That isn't your guy?" asked the surprised flight attendant. "No," admitted Danny. Just as the attendant made it clear that she could delay the flight no longer, Danny saw Gonzalo. "There's my guy," he shouted. That was just enough of a delay to keep the attendant holding the door open. It wasn't until Danny and Gonzalo were safely on board that Danny realised that the black man who had directed them to the right gate on their flight to Romania was the same person who had helped them find their gate on their way home. Danny says that when he gets to heaven, he knows what his guardian angel is going to look like. He's going to be a large black man with a couple of front teeth missing. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Desire of Ages, page 363. If today we would take time to go to Jesus and tell him our needs, we should not be disappointed. He would be at our right hand to help us. We need more simplicity, more trust and confidence in our Saviour. He whose name is called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, he of whom it is written, "The government shall be upon his shoulder," is the Wonderful Counselor. We are invited to ask wisdom of him. He giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Isaiah 9 verse 6 and James 1 verse 5. Danny's airport angel was submitted by Three Angels Broadcasting Network, the Mending Broken People Network, a 24-hour Christian television and radio network. You can visit 3abn.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.